It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're pleased to be joined by Calexico. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Joey's here. I think you'll probably take the lead on intro on everyone that's joined us today. Why don't you go around
the room? Sure. On the keyboards and the sampler and tambourine, Sergio Mendoza. On the bass and vocals, Ryan Alfred. On the trumpets, we've got Jacob Valenzuela and Martin Venk. We're all here.
There we go. Well, we're going to be talking about and hearing songs from what I think is your ninth album?
Yeah, something like that.
Edge of the Sun? Is that nine?
I don't know.
To be really honest with you.
And I'll tell you why, because sometimes people confuse, like, we did some record that was like a collection of tour-only albums. I don't really consider that a studio album.
Okay.
So I think it's the eighth album.
All right, eighth studio album, just so we have clarification here so that everyone knows. They will be hearing a live in the KCSN studio rendition of songs from the eighth studio. Why don't we start with one of them, and then we can talk about the making of the album.
I'm with you, Sky. Thanks so much for having us here. This is Falling from the Sky. One, two.
When I dreamt you were playing an old guitar from a five and dime, there was a song trapped inside with the sweetest tune you said to sigh to sing. Inside a cloud, cut off from the stars, in the gliding lights, not sure which way's up or down anymore. Where do you fall? When you have nothing to feel, what do you feel when you're all alone? Tired of waiting, clouds will be breaking, soon you'll escape them. Someday we'll find
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're live in session with Calexico as we celebrate the release of Edge of the Sun, their eighth studio album. The album was recorded in Mexico City.
Yeah, we did some writing there, and we did some demos, and we wound up keeping some of those demos. So, in fact, like that last song, Falling in the Sky, wound up being the album track.
And I take... You travel a lot, mm-hmm. both as a person and the band travels sure. a lot. But I guess there was a certain amount of inspiration that was derived from being in Mexico City, just walking out and seeing some of the classic buildings.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's beautiful there. And we were in this neighborhood south of the city called Coyoacán. And, I mean, it's just, it's a historic city. It's a colonial city. It's where Hernan Cortez set up shop way back when. And so it's got these massive, you know, high courtyard walls in the kind of facades of some of these buildings. It's gorgeous. Great food, great people.
And then you went back to Tucson and did most of the the heavy lifting, I guess we would say.
Yeah, for sure. Tucson's our home, and we love working with Craig and Chris at Wave Lab Studio. And a lot of our gear is there. We have a lot of different instruments. And, of course, a lot of the band members live there, but not all of them. Like Martin Vankeer came in from Berlin for a couple weeks.
Good talk.
And so he enjoyed, you know, getting away from Berlin in the winter.
Yeah, that's not a short commute.
It's not a short commute. What happened?
But there is, you do pick up like 80 degrees on that flight.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Which is pretty good, I guess.
It is. It's really good.
Now, one of the things that you know, I talked about inspiration from some of the surrounding, but one of the hallmarks of Calexico is, I guess, what we might dub inspiration by collaboration. You always seem to gather together a lot of, you know, musicians, both notable and some that you discover and work with. On the song you just did, Ben Bridwell, right, was on the record with you. How is it that you come to attract and collaborate with all these artists? Is it just a network of friends, or do you have certain ideas about who might be a good guest on a song?
It all starts with the circle of friends, in that case of Ben sitting in on this last track, it was our friend Joe Novelli who was at the studio and said, "Hey, why don't you ask one of the guys from Band of Horses?" And he happened to have their contacts. I'd seen the band, but I didn't know them personally, even though they're good friends with Sam Beam of Iron and Wine, who we do know. So it just, the friends usually is a good way. But then there's also some people like Carla Morrison from Mexico City. We don't know her personally, but we have friends of friends who kind of connected us, and everyone seems to be kind of in agreement, and those things actually happen, which is great.
And Nico Case also.
And of course, we know Nico for many, many years, and it was nice that she was able to drop by the studio for a couple hours while she was on tour with the New Pornographers. And
well, if you ask the New Pornographers, it's nice to have her drop by when they're on tour with the
New
Pornographers.
I'm sure. We always love, everyone loves hanging out with Nico.
Yeah, she's between Vermont and everywhere else in the world, she's got a busy schedule.
Yeah, she sure does. So we were really very honored that she took out some time to come in the studio, and it sounds great. And it just kind of wound up being one of these things where I think Sergio here and I were kind of bouncing off ideas. Hey, who could we get on this next song? And what if we asked Nico? I'm like, yeah, she's too busy. I'm like, no, come on, let's ask her. She's coming to town. So it was actually, you know, everyone kind of working together, and it wound up being kind of like a side theme with this record. But the collaboration element, I mean, look at this ensemble. You've got people from all over the globe in the band. The instruments themselves and the style of music also spans a lot of, you know, vast influences from around the country and different genres and periods. And so it's kind of born into, I think, the core of what this band has been.
Well, it's always been seeking multicultural sounds and wanting to bring together all sorts of different sounds and many from different cultures. So it's always been a mission, I guess, of Calexico.
A passion.
Yeah. A passionate mission.
Well, I see you're part of the club too, so it's good.
So why don't you, want to play another one? And do you have an idea of, or are you going to go ask around and collaborate with the guys on which one you think you'll do next?
Well, oddly enough, we have a lot of stuff in the studio, but we're just beginning our 2-year stretch of doing these songs together, but we only have so many instruments. I was thinking we would do a little more of a pared down song called When the Angels Played. It was also recorded down in Mexico City, but it's nothing that I would have imagined writing there. I was kind of figuring we'd do a cumbia or something electronic. and more Latin style. But this was kind of more of a southwestern, you know, Americana, I guess, for lack of a better word, type of song. So here's When the Angels Played.
You were looking for silver, looking for gold, never to feel the wind turning cold. You always said you didn't need that much anymore. You were carrying the weight of the world, running around with all that pain. So you never did feel my hand in the rain. Oh, looking deep down in the night, dreaming all of your days. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. There was fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, in the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. Maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Oh, a storm in December, storm in July, stand in the door when you say goodbye. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. A storm in December, storm in July, standing in the door when you say goodbye. You never did wake when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. A storm in December, storm in July, standing in the door when you say goodbye. You never did wake when the angels played. One more time. We're fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, in the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. When the angels play.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Calexico is live in the studio with us. When talking about the instrumentation, in the songs I've heard early from the record, both the synths and other, shall we say, keyboard sounds, I guess Sergio at the helm of a lot of them, and cumbia, which you mentioned, cumbia de Dante, that's got a whack, for lack of a better, that's a very technical term. How did you get that sound?
Oh, you know, little gadgets here and there. I think, you know, Crystal's here from Anti Records. Thanks for being here, Crystal. But her son, Porter, was like, I like that the Pac-Man sound song. What's that? You know, and that's exactly what that is. There's a company out of Brooklyn called Critter and Guitari, and they have a little device called a pocket piano, and everyone should have one of these things. It's got little keys on it that you can play, you know, actual notes, like a little tiny keyboard, but it's got tons of little buttons and lights. My daughters, who are 4 years old, I have twin daughters, they love it. And it was in the studio, it wound up being on every track, and then we had to like take it off, you know, a lot of songs. But for this one, it felt the most appropriate. And so it's infectious, you know, I mean, it's such a great sound, and it's a lot of fun to play.
Are you, based on the fact now that we'll make this segment go viral,
yeah,
are you going to get any proceeds from this particular app?
Yeah.
I think you're entitled. That
I
was a nice
so.
Pitch.
You know, I had to let you know, in case any of the listeners want to find this device, and they come in different colors. They're really cool.
It sounds like a lot of
them.
Fun.
It is. I wrote to them, and they said, yeah, come by Brooklyn. come by the whatever, the factory. So, but they're just fun, you know, and they're great devices, and they're kind of based on those Atari game sounds. So they're super fun.
In search of sound, no matter where you find it.
Mm.
Well, that's part of what is the continued road of Quexco. Do you want to play one more before you
depart?
Yeah,
while we're talking about Cumbia de Donde, we thought we would play the song. Well, so let's see what it sounds like without a drummer. We do have a drum machine, and we do have some samples. So thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Calexico out here in California, enjoying every moment. Go ahead, guys.
Where am I going? Why should I care? When will I get there? Can't really say. So for the moment, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Guanajuato, East Los Angeles, and Hermosillo. I'm going to Chiapas and Magdalena. Maybe El Segundo. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Sonora, down to Oaxaca, trouble in Tijuana, and San Diego, or Mexicali, and San Francisco, Juarez, El Paso, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Bye.
88.5 KCSN, live in the studio with Calexico. A tremendous way to celebrate Cesar Chavez Day, to celebrate the life and times and all the great work and inspiration he's provided, and to have you guys join us coincidentally, but worked out beautifully. You're going to go on a European tour, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
European tour, and then back in the States for summer and in Los Angeles in July, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, I guess we won't see you anywhere before July.
Online, maybe.
Online, sure.
You never know.
You can always Skype me if there's something up that needs attention.
I always like talking with you, Sky.
I enjoy having you guys here too, Joey. It's always a blessing, and Ryan is a frequent visitor. He's got frequent flyer miles at the studio as well. So we really want to thank you guys for coming out today, and hopefully when the record in-stores on the 14th, Edge of the Sun, all of our listeners out there know how much we love the music of Calexico, and they'll join in the acquisition of that fine album, which, as we now have determined, is the 8th studio album for those of you keeping score at home.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right. Well, thanks again for having you. It's been Calexico live in session on 88.5 KCSN.
Happy Cesar Chavez Day, everybody.
Thank you, guys.